If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, y'all? This is your weekly AI tech news. We got some crazy stuff we're covering today. We are going to be covering some major updates with OpenAI. Some people thinking that this could be the end of OpenAI in terms of some crazy stuff that's been happening this week. Them getting attacked from every single angle possible. Also discussing a robot, a $299 robot. That is literally something that's going to be able to sit on your desk and be able to be active in different ways. Other updates of what's happening with AI surgery, Grok's AI, anti-Semitic rhetorics from the AI, things that are happening when it comes to that. Robotaxi expansion, y'all know that's been going crazy, and so much more. NVIDIA hitting $4 trillion, the first company in the world to do it. The news today is going to be insane. So let's go ahead and make sure y'all get ready. As always, let us know where it is you are tuning in from and what it is you either do in the tech industry or what you want to do in the industry. Aside from that, make sure y'all go ahead and hit that like button to support us. And we about to go ahead and jump into it. As always, I'm joined by my lovely, intelligent, brilliant co-host, the queen of AI herself, AI consultant Ash. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But that being said, what's up, Desi? We see you in the comments. That being said, y'all, let's go ahead and jump straight into the news. So I'm going to go ahead and kick things off. So as I mentioned earlier, this wasn't even supposed to be the first piece of news, but there have been constant updates this week with OpenAI. So there's couple pieces of news with OpenAI. The main one, we have to talk about it. OpenAI is in a crisis right now, y'all. So OpenAI, for those who don't know, they are the parent company of ChatGPT. Everyone knows what ChatGPT is all around the world at this point. And so the thing is that OpenAI is in a major scrambling right now because it looks like everything is falling apart. Now, last week, we already covered how Mark Zuckerberg has been poaching and taking all of their top executives. But now they're getting hit from an entirely different angle. So let's go ahead and jump into the news. So OpenAI reportedly is in meltdown mode. Over half of its top talent has left in the last 2 weeks. Microsoft has paused talks and a major $3 billion acquisition that they were involved in. OpenAI was about to do a $3 billion acquisition of another company. That deal just collapsed because OpenAI doesn't have the money for it anymore. Windsurf's core talent, that's the company they're about to purchase, Windsurf's core talent was poached by Google, and GPT-5 has now been delayed. Even SoftBank has paused a $40 billion investment that was supposed to go into OpenAI, and OpenAI's private valuation is slipping fast. Rumors say that the only path forward for OpenAI is releasing an open source model, but unfortunately, Chinese models have already beat them to this punch. So look, y'all, OpenAI is getting obliterated from every angle. First, and let's be real. Their original leadership has already left over the past 2 years. You know, I know, Ash, if we could, let me know in the chat if anybody remembers the name of the CTO. It was a young woman who was one of the co-founders. She left OpenAI and has went to create her own startup, which has already gotten a huge valuation. A lot of their leadership left over the past 2 years. They've gotten new leadership, fresh leadership, and over half of them have left in the last 2 weeks because they've left to go and work with Mark Zuckerberg. He's poached their top talent, top leadership. We covered that last week. If anybody wants more of a breakdown of that, check out last week's episode. But now, not only have they lost half of their top talent, but even the Windsurf, they're supposed to purchase Windsurf, they've lost that deal. Google now is not just in talks with them. Google went ahead and bought them up. So literally overnight, OpenAI was supposed to buy them for $3 billion. The deal fell through. Google swooped them up. And then the $40 billion investment they were supposed to get, 40 Bs, billion with a B, got snatched away. Microsoft isn't as buddy-buddy with them right now. I'm going to be real, y'all. Sam Altman, I've mentioned this before. He does a great job of having a poker face, which you have to have when you are a big dog business owner, as he is. But man, this has to be probably the worst time in his life. Like, this is just a nightmare. It's like every possible angle he could get hit. And then China, and then their only Hail Mary that they had in their pocket, China beat them to the punch. So I don't know. It's interesting. A year ago, we were having talks. 6 months ago, we were having talks about, yo, is OpenAI possibly going to be able to overtake Google someday? You know, even right now, OpenAI, they actually are trying to reinvent the web right now. They're trying to redefine internet. But it's one of the things where it's like, hey, nah, y'all got some other stuff y'all got to worry about. So Ash, want to know from you, what are your thoughts on this? How do you feel about this? What do you think they could possibly do? And as always, we also want to hear from y'all in the comments. We see y'all being active in the comments already. So shouts out to y'all being active in the comments. But Ash, what are your thoughts on this?
I love this topic. And I think that the question is, what is OpenAI going to do? Sarah said it best. So essentially, they're losing all of their top talent. However, this is a testament to how important AI skills are. You guys, people are getting paid up to $300 million just for their AI skills. So of course, you know, it also shows how we're going to be following the money, okay? And who has the biggest bag? Meta and Google really seem to be poaching all OpenAI's talent because they have such a big bag. So we want to keep an eye on all of this because we're going to have to, you know, observe and see exactly where super intelligence is going, because that's the goal of all of these companies. So I would say that OpenAI, as far as the, you know, AGI super intelligence race goes, I think that they're probably more so ahead than any other company. So for example, there's Grok, of course, there's Gemini, Claude, etc. I'd say that OpenAI is number one. And I would also say that Sam Altman has developed a great business model. And it's pretty unfortunate that he's losing all his talent. But nonetheless, it also gives all of us opportunities if we do have these AI skills. So instead of us having to hesitate to apply for a San Francisco role, perhaps if you qualify, they may be more in tune to hire you. So I think it's very interesting. Where's it going to go? We don't know. But I'm rooting for OpenAI and Sam Altman. I can't lie.
Hey, look, I love the competition. I love the competition. This is a very clear sign that shows, because I'm going to be real. I mean, it's like a lot of people counted Google out, which, you know, I kind of sort of was one of those people where I was like, hold up, Google, what's happening? Now, mind you, Google is going through their stuff, too. Their search is being broken up right now. So the Google is dealing with their fair share of issues with the courts. Nevertheless, this just goes to show that, man, you can be scrappy, you could go viral, but at the end of the day, if your pockets ain't deep, because the irony is that OpenAI has been moving as if they are Meta or as if they are Amazon or Google.
Yes.
They've been moving like they're a big dog. But the thing is, if they truly were a big dog, this wouldn't really matter that much in the grand scheme of things. Like Google, yes, is going to hurt Google a lot for Chrome or search. I forget which one it is, but for that to be broken up, but they're still going to be a $1 trillion company. OpenAI, they've been moving and they've been in the conversations with the big dogs because they've been the new fan favorite. They've been the new kid on the block. But now when they're dealing with a crisis, it's realized, okay, wow, they technically don't have a lot of money. It's Microsoft who's their daddy. You know, daddy Microsoft is the one with all the money. You know, and they thought they were going to be good because they thought, okay, we're about to get this $40 billion from the bank. Okay, we're about to go ahead and buy Windsurf. That's going to help us, like, be able to, like, you know, quickly, like, outcompete our competitors. They just lost that to Google, and Google Gemini going crazy right now. So I don't know. Y'all, hey, that's what we're here for, y'all. We talk about this crazy news, the crazy drama, all the stuff that's happening. Let's go ahead and get over to the comments real quick as Ash prepares the next topic. So what we going on? NC Riddler Lady, good afternoon, good afternoon. Desi says, should I be looking for a different GPT? I mean, look, if ChatGPT works, ChatGPT works. We just talking about them as a business. So Desi continues, of course, China is in the lead. Somebody said, child, as a CEO, you always have to be ready for the worst situations and be ready to pivot and have risk mitigation in place. That's very true. Very true. It's just in this essence, and I want to know from y'all, I want to know from the chat, because again, it's not just that they're getting caught off guard. They're getting caught off guard from every angle. Because we didn't even talk about Grok and how Grok is gaining popularity. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more later about the quality of it. Nevertheless, it's like they have competition and they're losing money. And then it's just, I don't know. This is honestly crazy. Like, I wasn't even supposed to talk about this, but like, this wasn't even on the topic. And then I saw this and I was like, whoa, this needs to take precedence. So let me actually, real quick, I want y'all to truly see the details of what's going on, because I want to get into full scope, because we're talking about it. I'm going to do this last thing and we'll go ahead and switch over to the next topic. But I want everybody here to really get a full scope of what's going on. So y'all about to see a little bit into my notes for the topics, but it is what it is. We all fam. In the club, we all fam. All right, so let me zoom in. All right, so here we go. So this is a tweet, as y'all can tell. So Sam Altman is pretty cooked right about now. Lost half of their top talent over the past 2 weeks. Basically, all of their leadership over the past 2 years. Sam Altman told Microsoft that he can't get access to Windsurf. Done. Microsoft paused negotiations with Sam Altman. OpenAI doesn't have money to fund the $3 billion acquisition anymore, and that's why I mentioned they lost it. Windsurf's employees thought they were going to get a bag joining OpenAI. Windsurf CEO backed out of the deal. And as I mentioned, now they're with Google, and Google's already announced that. So that deal's official. Windsurf's core talent got poached by Google instead, as I mentioned. Grok 4 is better than expected. Again, we're going to talk more about that later because this is kind of an opinion. GPT-5 is delayed. Only way OpenAI can stay relevant is to release open source model now, but already been mogged pre-released by China models. OpenAI valuation and private equity has been dropping in the past few weeks. SoftBank $40 billion investment paused. OpenAI for-profit conversation deadline. They have 5 months left. So they have 5 months to turn this ship around. My question to you all, before when we're going to go ahead and switch over to the next topic, do you all believe OpenAI is going to turn this around, or do you believe this is going to be the tale of a company that could have been a tech giant, but instead they just were the company that introduced everybody to the AI wave? They introduced it, but ended up falling off. Want to know from y'all in the chat, in the comments. That being said, we will go ahead and switch over to the next topic that Ash has.
Well, to answer the question, Cyrus, I have to say that I don't think OpenAI is going anywhere anytime soon. The reason why is because they are actually developing AI for good. Unlike Gemini, whose AI has, you know, been an asshole in many different ways and tried to insult its users, or Grok, who especially has insulted its users. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I thought you meant Grok at first, but you meant both. Gemini and Grok have done that.
Yeah. They both have their problems and issues, and it has to be called out. But OpenAI, at the very least, you know what I'm saying? If you put something in that's a little unethical, the ChatGPT system isn't going to, you know, support it or have it. And we need that, because what Elon Musk is trying to do is integrate, as Cyrus mentioned earlier, we'll talk about it as well earlier, but it's an AI that's anti-Semitic, that's a little bit of an asshole, and he's trying to integrate it into advanced robotics and his cars. Now imagine that. We're all fearful of a Terminator situation, right? And we all talk about how AI is going to, you know, take over mankind, but we're sitting here watching in real time, what's happening with Elon Musk as he destroys, you know, humanity with the AI that is not necessarily going to benefit overall. Okay. So with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into the, actually, let me go ahead and shout out a few comments here. So Desi says, I'm not sure if we covered this. She says, I never count Google out though. I think they have risk measures in place because they have been such a giant for so many years. And now the giants are showing OpenAI who's the boss. Hey, big dogs. Yeah. Well said, Desi. Love this. So Taryn in AI says, I hope not. I use ChatGPT every day. And don't let this, just because ChatGPT is taking a little bit of L's now doesn't mean that you should stop using their system. There's a lot of pros to every individual AI LLM, and we need to be able to leverage them. So Desi says, money talks, and it does. All right, you guys, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into what's happening in the real world. So this is what's happening specifically in the United States, and then we're gonna cover the global news. You guys are gonna be able to get ahead with this knowledge and details and tea, okay? So Texas has enacted a groundbreaking AI governance law. So they recently passed this robust AI law in the United States, of course, and it's actually daring to regulate big tech before the rest of the country catches up. So shout out to Texas, they're taking the first step. So here are the key details. So the Texas Responsible AI Governance Act was passed on June 22nd, very recently. And so this is actually the first US state to legislate AI ethics, transparency, and accountability. Let's take a pause there. Yes, we love to hear it. So specifically, let's go ahead and get into the tea. So this is gonna mandate regular audits, bias reviews, and risk assessments for AI use in hiring, public services, and consumer-facing tech. Wow, love to hear that. So as far as the business benefits and the real-life implications, let's go ahead and get into it, you guys. So number one, early movers, that's all y'all that are here. You're gonna be able to build with trust with these regulatory frameworks in place. And these are gonna be AI solutions. So it's a first step to building a better future. We love to see it. So also, consultancy. Myself, AI solutions consultant, that's what I do best, AI solutions. Consultancy opportunities are gonna be booming. They're looking for AI ethicists, people who specialize in this area. So you could get a certification, you could apply, and you could be essentially guaranteed a role because it's in such high demand. Second, let's go ahead and summarize here. So we're looking into citizens gaining legal rights to challenge algorithmic decisions. So one thing about AI, what it does best is predict. AI can predict the future. And so when it comes to biases that are underlying in the data, this could negatively impact different individuals, especially because most of the data is trained on groups that are outside of, you know, minorities. So we're gonna have to keep an eye on that. And last but not least, we're looking into a shift where companies are choosing to base operations with AI. So we're focusing and prioritizing AI compliance in all of these business environments. So this is great news, and I'm gonna pass it back over to Cyrus. What do you think about this?
So first off, shouts out to Texas. Texas is always leading the way when it comes to, you know, doing, and for the most part, doing right by the people and right by their state. Always a pretty great example of things. Honestly, it's important because I mean we've been seeing how, because of this AI race, we've been seeing how countries and states have been more focused on winning the race than on protecting the people and on having certain things in place to make sure their people are fine and to make sure that we're good. And so big shouts out to Texas in terms of what they're doing. I hope that other states follow in line with what it is that they're doing. I can't see why a governor wouldn't like follow up with what Texas is doing, because the risks that are in place are just too great. Too great. And the thing is, there are risks. The interesting thing about what's happening, there are risks with AI that we haven't even explored yet. Like, our minds aren't even able to comprehend. It's like all of the ideas we can come up with for risk are based on what we've seen in history. But there's a saying when it comes to the market, there's a saying that says that every bull market is the same, every bear market is different. And for those that don't get that financial term, a bull market is when the economy is soaring. when it's doing well, when it's growing and just crushing it and killing it. A bear market is when the economy is going down. So again, like the saying goes, when the economy is going up, it's always the same things. There's nothing really different. Usually when there's a bear market, it's because something different has happened to us that we never saw before. So we weren't really fully prepared for it. In some cases, again, that goes with the saying. Likewise, AI is something where we can't fully predict how it can affect us, you know, especially if we talk about on a local level or a state level. And so it's really important. I agree that these governors, and y'all know I'm super sci-fi. I'm super, hey, let's turn into cyborgs, all that stuff. But it's like, jokes aside, we need to have protection. And it's been shocking that a lot of our leaders haven't been thinking about protection. They're just thinking, we can't let China win. We can't let China win. And, you know, it can end up causing something that could ultimately destroy everything. To the other point you said earlier, Ash, when you mentioned Elon Musk and you mentioned Grok and you mentioned how he, you know, Grok is, you know, it's a bit blunt, a bit rude, and how he wants to put Grok inside of his Tesla bots. What's interesting to me is I remember, let me know in the chat if anybody else remembers this too. It was about a decade ago or more where Zuckerberg was mentioning that he wanted to create robots. And Elon was against it 10 years ago. And he was clearly stating, hey, we shouldn't have robots because Terminator could actually happen. You know, so Elon Musk was promoting himself as this person who was trying to protect us from having robots and trying to keep us from having this technology. And so it's interesting, these last 2 years, I think what we saw with Elon is kind of a, well, if you can't beat him, join him. Because it's like, okay, well, everybody's talking about AI robots right now. So they're going to be here either way. So I might as well make a profit off of it too. But it seems as if, like you said, Ash, it seems as if the pendulum is swung. It seems as if, y'all know the saying from the Batman movie, you either live long enough, you either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And it's like Elon went from the dude saying, hey, y'all, let's not have robots because the robots could take over everything. 10 years later, he has the most disrespectful robots. It's like, yo, you know, what's the, I'm quoting so many different big theme movies now. What was that? It was Star Wars, the third Star Wars movie. Now, the prequels, the third of the prequels. When Obi-Wan said to Anakin, when they had that fight by the volcano, when he said, it was prophesied that you would destroy the Sith, not save them or not become one. And it's like, yo, Elon, you were supposed to destroy the Sith and not become Darth Vader. And now you done made it even worse. So it's been pretty crazy. It's been pretty crazy. Y'all are noticing all my little deep cut sci-fi nerd references right now. I think I'm inspired because Ash has on what anime is that, Ash, that you have on?
Naruto. Tatsubayo. Yeah, for all the anime fans out there.
love it. All right. Yeah, so he was supposed to he was supposed to destroy the Sith. And now he joined him instead. Now he's the worst. He's literally Darth Vader. It's like, yo, this dude might be he might be worse than Darth Sidious or whatever dude's name is.
That's funny because it's true.
Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. So Shayla had an interesting comment. In 2025, Grok is losing momentum, facing stiff competition, dropping private equity interest, and failing to keep up with AI robot. Are you sure? You says Gronk. Do you mean Gronk or Grok?
Grok. He could be Grok or she.
Yeah, I don't know where this comment comes from. Is this the opposite of what's going on? Grok is gaining momentum right now. Like, mind you, it's controversy going on with them right now, but based on everything I've seen, they're like growing in momentum. Like Elon, they just did some big update this week. He's claiming that it's smarter than PhD students. It might be. I don't know. I haven't looked deeply into it. But in terms of them losing momentum, Shayla, that's the opposite of what's happening with Grok. Yeah, but Anyway, let's see some of the other comments. Desi says Texas and Louisiana need to worry about these floods, though. And they can multitask.
Infrastructure. We need solutions on the big stage. They do have to leverage AI, and Trump has removed so many different mandates that are meant to protect the people, and this is the result. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Hey, look. Trump got a lot going on right now, because according to him, the Epstein files don't even exist anymore, even though he was going to expose them. But even MAGA supporters are mad at Trump right now. Trump, that's a whole nother thing. So let's see. Desi says, can you really trust Elon, though? I mean, we can't really trust anybody 100%. So as y'all probably could tell, Ash is anti-Elon. We're not going to say that. But Ash is much more, she has certain doubts about him. I think I'm a little bit more favorable of Elon. Mind you, there are things about him that I don't like, but there are things about a lot of people that I don't like. Things about myself I don't like. That being said, I think I'm a little bit more graceful towards Elon, and Ash is a little bit more, you know, hey, I'm not really sure you trust this guy type.
Let me be very clear, because it's based on actions. Because I would say that I have always looked up to Elon as an innovator, as the CEO who's running many businesses that are driving the future. However, if he has the responsibility to build the future, then it has to be done right. It has to be done ethically. And what a lot of these billionaires are is out of touch. If you're a billionaire for, you know, a decade or more, of course you're going to lose touch with the average person. So I would love to talk to Elon one-on-one. I'd be open to that. I have a few things to say to him, but I'm not like.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot to be said and a lot to be discussed. What we saying? Desi says, right, Elon's bottom line seems to be money. I mean, that's most of their bottom lines, honestly. The one thing we can say about Elon, again, things to not like about him, things to admire about him, is that everything he's doing is cool, and everything he's doing on the surface level seems as if it's for the betterment of society. So that's one thing we can say. I mean, crazy robots aside, from Tesla cars to really through everything he's doing. We already talked about this before. Like, so one, he does cool stuff. He's not doing like boring stuff as a billionaire. He's not like Warren Buffett. Shouts out to Warren Buffett, legend, genius, all of that. But being a billionaire, Elon has said this before. He's like, I don't want to be a billionaire just for investing. Like, that's like boring. Because I want to do cool stuff. So that's one thing we definitely can say, is that he does some pretty cool things. You know, interesting things. He is the Kanye West of the tech space. Like, he really is that, where it's like, whatever he's doing, it's like, what has he got going on? And Elon has said he looks up to Kanye, so it makes perfect sense. Desi says, Desi's going for MVP spot today. Desi says, y'all seen that movie Leave the World Behind with all the cars driving and crashing into each other? Yes, we saw that. Or I saw that. He was smart to build it into Twitter. Yeah, very, very smart. All right, good stuff. All right, good stuff. So, Shayla, it feels like you're getting your comments from ChatGPT. Shayla, I'm gonna be real. It feels like you're going to ChatGPT and you're asking it a question or giving it a prompt. And it's giving you an answer, because your answer is so long and this is definitely ChatGPT. It has the dashes in it. Shayla, you can't be coming here with a ChatGPT opinion. It has to be your own original opinion, Shayla. We want to hear from you, not from ChatGPT. I never thought I was going to see today somebody was going to come with some ChatGPT comments in the comment section. That's actually funny. That's actually very meta, actually. So that being said, all right, y'all, we about to transition into the next piece of news. One thing to mention really quickly, for everybody here who is looking to get guaranteed job placement assistance in the tech industry, either one, if you're looking to get into the industry, or if you're looking to transition to a larger company for greater pay, greater opportunity, make sure y'all click the link down below. Tech is the New Black. We've helped thousands of people get in the tech industry. Even recently, we just announced another student just this week got his first tech sales job, over $100,000 for his very first tech sales job. And also, he didn't even have to finish the program. Now, he still is going to finish the program because there's some other stuff he wants, which he's only going to be able to have knowledge and access to that through finishing our program. But literally was only a couple months into finishing the program and through our help and resources. I posted the audio a couple of days ago. He sent me basically an audio thanking me. And he just got a six-figure tech career. So for those of y'all that are looking to get a six-figure tech career with job placement assistance with recruiters and hiring leaders, click the link down below. Also, you'll see some other links that are down there as well. Links to be able to book a AI consultation with Ash, where literally she can help you, whether it's your business, your professional career, or your personal life, leverage AI so that way you can have a better life, better career, better business through using AI tools. And again, Ash is she is certified when it comes to AI. She's an AI generalist. And so that is what she does. She gives the good sauce. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into this next piece of news. So next piece of news, there is a $299 robot that will revolutionize robotics development. Hugging Face's Ricci Mini is a game-changing desktop robot priced at just $299. This affordable, fully programmable robot is designed for developers and hobbyists alike, providing hands-on accessibility to robotics innovation. With features like full-body rotation, 6 degrees of freedom, and animated antennas, it's perfect for learning and creating. Hugging Face also plans to make the hardware and software open source. So we're literally about to see people with their own miniature robots that are fully customized to do different tasks for them. And again, as we mentioned, these are desktop robots. So they're relatively small, meant to be on your desk. But you can automate it to do certain tasks for you and do certain things that you needed to do on your desk or even like little small tasks around your house. So as always, the people that are going to be, they're going to have the coolest robots are the people that are either already developers or it's going to be people that have the money to pay for a developer to fully customize their own robot to do what it is they wanted to do. So I think this is going to be really cool. It's $299. That's like, I mean, that's a dinner at a fancy restaurant. You know, it's a dinner for a fancy restaurant for a man, because, you know, we paying for us and the lady. So, but the lady's probably like, hold up, I don't pay that much when I go to a fancy restaurant, because y'all ain't paying for the fellas, ladies. That's why. But jokes aside, though, $299. This sounds cool to me. Now, I'll be real. I personally wouldn't want one, because if I'm going to get a robot, I want a robot. Like, I want it life size. I want to be walking down the street and people are like, what the crap? And I'm like, yeah, that's my robot. Yep. Mm-hmm. I dropped 20 bands on that. What's up? Like, but jokes aside though, you know, one, have you all heard about this? Two, would you get a $299 miniature robot? They probably want the next Chucky movie probably gonna be like one of these AI robots, honestly. But that being said, Ash, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is going to sell well, or do you think people, you know, because it has to be customized and it doesn't kind of come out of the box doing certain features, do you believe that this is only going to be something that'll be popular amongst developers, or do you believe even the everyday person is going to want something like this? Will you get something like this?
So I love this for a few reasons. So to answer the first question about do I think that it's going to be adopted readily for the consumer public, the fact that it's open source is amazing. However, due to the learning curve, I do think that, just like Cyrus said, that of course the developers and the tech enthusiasts are going to be the people who are going to be buying it more so. And it does take this technology quite a bit of time for people to adopt it. And to answer the question on if I would get a bot, honestly, like, I would love to extract my personal AI and put it into a bot so it can continually evolve. I think that the future is going to be personalized AGI, and you heard that right, because artificial general intelligence, this is defined by an AI system that is more intelligent than a human being. Instead of us relying on, let's say, a owned AI system like OpenAI, ChatGPT, et cetera, Claude, Gemini, I think we're able to own our own. And I love the idea of ownership.
And I think this is the first step. So I honestly, $299, you could get these on Teams. Low key, I've seen something like that. You know, I mean, honestly, Hugging Face, they're taking it, maybe they're taking it to another level with more like advanced robotic systems, but like, and with it being open source is incredible. So I love to see it. And I would love to have my own robot as well. I want to have my own like army of mini me's one of these days. Loki.
You know, somebody said in the chat, said they want a robot guard dog. See, to me, the reason why I wouldn't want a robot guard dog is because if I get a robot, it's going to need to be multifunctional. Because if it's not, then I'm going to just get the real thing. It's like, I just get a dog. If I just want a guard dog, I'll just get an actual dog. I'm not going to get a robot, but it's a guard dog. And that's all it does is do guard dog work. Because at that point, you know, it's like, hey, what's the point of it? So I would want one that is diverse in its capabilities. You know, that's multifunctional. The same way we as people are multifunctional as well. Somebody said Megan 2.0. I think Megan 2.0 just came out. I think that there is a Megan 2.0 movie that came out recently. Maybe you're referencing Megan 2.0. Desi says, humans are going to become robots like cyborgs. We already have chips. Yeah, we talk about this almost every week now. We already are cyborgs, essentially. And so, Ash, somebody tuned into our stream last week. And she works in tech. And it was her first time tuning into our streams, and she was mentioning, she hit me up and said it was like therapy.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
For her, like watching our stream. She said, man, she felt like she found her people because we were talking about tech, AI. And then she mentioned the comment about the conversation about us all being in some way, shape, or form cyborgs, because a cyborg, and I mentioned this often, a cyborg is a being that cannot live apart from technology. We can't live apart from technology, like social media, our phones, Google Maps, everything we're doing. Technology's in our refrigerator now, our TV. Just everything is technology at this point. So we are essentially cyborgs. We are just one step away. We're one evolutionary step away from having cybernetic parts implanted within us.
Indeed. And exciting, right? What a time to be alive.
Hey, my bad. I heard something at my door. Hold up 1 minute. I have to let them know.
All right. Hey, it's just you and me, you guys. So what I'm going to go ahead and cover is something recent and concerning with Grok. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and shout some of y'all comments out first and foremost. Okay. Shout out to Desi. Your engagement is amazing. So let's start off with Taryn in tech. She says, I don't want any robot that can overpower me. This is so important because we don't want a robot that's like super tall, super strong. In China or in Asian countries, they understand this. And they already have robots that are heavily integrated into their day-to-day infrastructure. And these robots, again, are built for good and for solutions. And so we've all seen these videos, these viral videos where the kids are playing with robots. And so this is the future. As far as like super tall, strong, powerful robots, I think that Elon Musk is trying to build, we don't want the iRobot situation. However, we're incrementally going closer and closer to that reality. So let's keep that in mind. Desi again says, you have a point there, Taryn. It can be scary. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. My
Ash. You're cool.
Okay, my bad, you guys. So I'm just gonna shout out verbally to everybody to the comments, okay? So Desi says, she continues to say, nope, you take my iPhone, I'm going to the ER. Like we are so reliant on this technology, and just like Cyrus said, we're all cyborgs. And one of these days, we're literally gonna be superheroes. So I got y'all with wearable technology devices, trust, it's coming. All right. So Desi says, Ashley, where do you get your certification for AI? So let me be very clear about my particular background. So I graduated with my master's from Purdue University. I went into recruiting after that. Essentially, long story short, I went to Big Four, PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, one of the best companies that you can work for, and they invested $2.4 billion into training their workforce in AI. I took that and I ran directly into being an independent AI solutions consultant. And this is where I'm at today. And I love what I do. So as far as like certifications, like what's important is hands-on experience. So you can get certifications, but you're going to need to build your portfolio. So while I was in when I was at the current employer at PwC, I took advantage of all the resources and tools that were available. And so if you guys are working at an employer that offers these tools and resources, take advantage of it right now. Look into it because it'll be free for you instead of you having to, put out of pocket, several thousand dollars for a certification. Or better yet, what you can do is leverage Tech is a New Black resources with guaranteed job placement. And there's nothing better on the market. So Desi says, nice. Taryn says, nice, Ash. As he also continues to say, sounds like you and Cyrus need to make a class for that. And actually, AI engineering classes are coming. I'm not going to speak for Cyrus, but it's coming. Appreciate you.
It's on the way. It's on the way, especially with the big salaries they're paying for AI engineers. That is definitely on the way, y'all. Yeah. Coming soon. All right, good stuff. So, Ash, we'll go ahead and pass it over to you for the next piece of news that we have.
All right, let's try and find something cool, you guys. We have a lot of news. Let's go ahead and take it globally. Let's take it around the world. Shout out to Italy. So, ciao to any Italians watching. So Italy just launched a major AI data center with Eni and Casa, okay? So essentially, here's the tea. So they vaulted into AI infrastructure. This is thanks to their brand new Eni Casa Mega Data Campus. So that's the name of it. So essentially, here are the details. So it's focused on collaboration with Eni, who is focused on energy. They're an energy giant. And Casa, which is building cutting-edge HPC data centers for AI workflows. So energy and data centers coming together to maximize power. We love to see it. So bottom line is these facilities are aiming to support regional AI startups and reduce Europe's cloud dependency on US tech giants. Yes, we love to see Italy taking these steps. So business benefits, real life implications, let's go ahead and summarize it. Number one, what you guys need to know, local enterprises, it's going to be easier than ever for you guys to access EU-based AI compute resources. Of course, we have our own in the United States. However, here's the bottom line. All of these data centers, most of the time, are leveraging electricity. What does this mean? They're overpowered. It's a detriment to the grid, to the power grid itself. What the solution is natural energy. And it sounds like Italy is taking the step ahead. So they're already on the right path there. That's very necessary. All right, you guys. So let's go ahead and get into more details here so you guys can truly understand what's happening. So as far as...
Yo, you're muted, Ash.
Okay, it keeps going in and out. I'm not sure why that's happening. Apologize, but let's continue on. So we're going to see lower latency boosts and data sovereignty for European countries. This is the first step for Europe. Good job, Europe. And also greater local job creation in AI infrastructure and development. So, yes, go Italy. What do you think, Cyrus? And we'd love to hear your comments down below.
It's about time that the UK starts doing something because it's like, yo, not the UK, Europe. It's about time Europe starts doing something. You know, places like Italy and others start doing something because they have been, no one's been talking about them. It's like everyone's talking about China. People are talking about even, the UAE, when it comes to technology. Even Africa is getting brought up more. Various parts of Africa are getting brought up more when it comes to technology and AI. And so Europe, it's been like, yo, where has Europe been at in the discussion? Mm-hmm. And so, we all know that Europe, just as a continent, has not been doing very good these past couple decades. They've been going down. They're dealing with a lot of issues. But man, when it comes to the AI conversation, again, it's almost as if they've been non-existent at all. So I love that they are, you know, I want to see everybody winning. I'm not a person that, you know, wants to see one nation failing or falling off. Happy to hear that they are, that they're getting in the game and that they are setting up certain infrastructure to make sure that they are, that things are running smoothly and that they're able to get certain things done. So I love to hear it. Love to hear it. Someone says, Tehran says, isn't that Euro based? Yeah. Italy is in Europe. It's in the continent of Europe. So if that's what you're talking about, then definitely yes. Definitely yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm wondering, because one of the things that I look at, I was talking to a friend recently. We were even discussing how you don't hear about tech companies being in Europe. Like, you don't hear about them coming out of Europe. And then even on top of the people that I know that are in Europe that work in tech, like, working in tech isn't a huge gold mine how it is here in the U.S. Like, if the average software engineer in the U.S. makes about 120K, in Europe, they make the equivalent of about 80K. And so it's a huge difference. Like, we make one third more money working in tech than they make. And then they definitely don't have those big, big numbers in terms of scaling. And so a lot of that is largely because they have a lack of investors. They have a lack of banks, and they have like a lack of banks that are investing, and they have a lack of venture capitalists that are investing. And so, but I believe with what it is that Italy's doing, and if the rest of them start kind of falling in line and stepping up and doing some cool things as well, I believe we're going to see venture capitalists, we're going to see banks and others that could start looking to those regions for investing opportunities, which of course would just help them in major, major ways. So Tara says, sorry, it's making me sound crazy. That's hilarious.
Good points.
Yeah, good points. Oh, you're talking about the company. You're saying the company is Euro based. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So I've heard of the Mistral AI. So as far as like building LLMs, this is a great point. So that is Europe's LLM. So like Europe's ChatGPT, which is pretty cool. So great point.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, like Europe has their own version of YouTube. They have their own version of Twitter, but they use ours. They use American, like the actual YouTube. They use our X or Twitter, all of that. So they have these things that are there. It's just for some reason they're not gaining the same traction. But, you know, maybe that could turn, especially with TikTok. You know, TikTok is the first one to really kind of break them. I think TikTok, Alibaba, Temu. Because Temu isn't American based, is it? Yeah. So we're starting to see different non-American tech companies really starting to step into the game. So hopefully this becomes more of a trend. Obviously, I'm American first. I'm America. Nevertheless, I want America to be the best. That doesn't mean I want to see other nations fail. So I love to see other nations step into the game, and I love competition. This competition is going to force America to have to compete and have to step their game up. So I love this overall. This is some great news that makes me very excited. Very excited. So love to hear it. Love to hear it. All right, good stuff. Let's look at the comments. So Desi says, "Yeah, I'm going to wait for that one. I think she's talking about the robot." Okay, so they're a large language model. Okay, cool. Oracle has a race to certification 25 program, free AI training. Okay, cool. That might be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So a lot of companies are doing stuff when it comes to AI training, and a lot of them are, it's very interesting. A lot of them aren't like very solid or legitimate. But I mean, we're talking Oracle, so I'm sure theirs is very solid, actually. All right, y'all. So that being said, let's go ahead and switch over to the next piece of news. So I'm actually having a tough time figuring out which one we are going to discuss. So let's do this. I'm going to give y'all the headlines for these next pieces of news. This is the last one I'm going to be able to bring up, because I have to check out of my Airbnb. And really, I'm actually leaving. I actually have a flight to catch. But I'm going to go ahead and give these next pieces of news. And the first three that I see in the comments are the one that has the first three comments is the one that I'm going to address. And so one, we have AI surgeon. So robotic surgery. Two, we have robo-taxi expansion with Tesla, you know, driverless vehicles, obviously. Then we have a new app made by Jack Dorsey. Y'all know Jack Dorsey is the founder of Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter. And so these are the three topics. So either robo-taxi, Jack Dorsey, your founder of Twitter, or AI robotic surgery. So let's see what y'all say in the chat, in the comments. So while y'all are posting these comments, I'll go ahead and mention really quickly, for those of you who are looking for funding, a lot of people were asking about funding. Of course, we've been providing funding. Texas New Black has been providing funding for the past couple of months. Those of you that are looking for $50,000 to $100,000 in funding, preferably for business owners, but also for personal funding, click the link down below. Now, of course, the funding doesn't come directly through us. It is in collaboration with a funding company that provides all of the funding. Nevertheless, they are looking to start providing funding for people that are either tech professionals, founders, or those that are aspiring professionals and founders. So again, it is funding $50,000 to $100,000. And I've done several interviews with different people that we've been able to help get funding so far through our collaboration with them. So for those of you that are interested, click the link down below and you'll see it as one of the link options to be able to set that up to see if you qualify for the funding, because there are certain qualifications and requirements to qualify for the funding. So if you are someone where you have a credit score that's at least above a 680, you don't have anything in the last 6 months crazy on your credit report, credit profile, there's a few other factors as well that matter. But if you fall into that category, and if you want $50,000 to $100,000 in funding, we're talking into your bank account within like the next 2 business days, click the link down below so that way you can get set up. And if anybody wants to hear a testimony or a story of people who've gotten funding, you can kind of go through, you can browse through some of the older content, older videos, and you'll be able to see a couple interviews of people who recently got funding through us. That being said, the new app, AI surgery, robot surgery. So I see y'all mentioning both, honestly. So we'll do this. I'll go ahead and mention both of them, and then we'll just kind of talk about both until I gotta go. So first and foremost, AI surgery. So AI surgeon in our future, robotic surgery has hit a milestone. An AI trained robot recently completed 8 flawless surgeries on pig organs, and the next step could be human trials within the decade. Needs to be sooner than within a decade. So look, imagine a world where robotic surgeons trained on the best medical practices perform operations with perfection. So it's believed that this is the future when it comes to robotics, when it comes to surgery. And honestly, I believe this is a duh type of thing. It's like, if anything can have precision, because we know surgery is about precision. And if anything can have exact, consistent precision, it is a machine. That's what machines do. Machines are meant to do like physical tasks and do it repetitively and do it the exact same way each time. Now, there are risks that are in place. Nevertheless, for me, this makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. And so honestly, for me, within a decade seems too far away. I would almost think they should start testing this out on like mild surgeries, nothing that could like kill somebody. Like mild surgeries, I really believe it. I don't see why it's not happening in the next 3 years, to be honest. So that's the first piece of news. We'll talk about that. But then also, Jack Dorsey has a new app, The Future of Encrypted Decentralized Messaging. So Jack Dorsey's BitChat is a revolutionary peer-to-peer messaging app. Listen, y'all, this app uses Bluetooth mesh networks instead of the internet. This decentralized platform offers encrypted ephemeral communication with no central servers. It's like the Bitcoin, but essentially it's like the crypto of communication. So in a world where data privacy is increasingly under threat, it's believed that BitChat could be the future of secure information. So again, y'all, this happens entirely over Bluetooth. The thing that's interesting to me is that it actually has a international range, which I don't understand how you can have an international texting range off of something that operates off of Bluetooth. But again, it's some new technology. So this is very interesting, incredibly interesting. It's probably more revolutionary than even WhatsApp when it comes to communication with peers. And it doesn't matter what device you have. This honestly is incredible, incredible. And honestly, this could end up being worth more than Twitter, in my opinion, because you're talking about us entering an era where cell phone companies no longer hold the power. You know, specifically companies like T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T, because if people can just text off Bluetooth, they don't need your cell phone towers anymore. So this is very interesting, very interesting. But let's ask between both of these pieces of news, this encrypted decentralized messaging from Jack Dorsey. I guess he got bored. Y'all know he's been traveling and he don't let his beard and his hair grow out. You know, he looking like white Jesus right now. And so I guess he got bored and was like, all right, I'm bored. Let me go ahead and create something new. But this is pretty impressive. But aside from that, when do you think that we'll be ready for AI surgery? How do you feel about that? I feel like when I was talking about it, I feel like you kind of had a face or something. Like you're not completely comfortable with that.
Oh, no, not at all. I probably was just blanking out a little bit. But I love this. It's already being done in China. Shout out to China and other Asian countries because they're always ahead. So
you're talking about the robot surgery?
Yeah. It's already being done remotely as well. So they're killing it. And it's about time that the U.S. catches up. However, I think it's very important. Shout out to Desi. She said that it essentially is necessary for us to be able to balance it. So, of course, we can have robots to perform the surgeries, but it is best practice to have a human doctor on standby. So I love this. Let's go ahead and talk the numbers real quick. For example, an AI robot can have precision, just as Cyrus mentioned, up to 99% compared to a human doctor up to 70 compared to 99%. Now, which one are you choosing? I think it's pretty clear. So amazing. Also, doctors, they're working long hours. They're fatigued. So eventually, we're going to come to the point where the technology is going to be able to do this all by itself to perform advanced surgeries. But it's a great news because we're hopefully going to be looking forward to a healthier and happier future. And that's what I look forward to. I think that there's so many different advancements with AI. And so for a robot surgeon, I think it's great. I'm not sure if any of you guys have had surgeries personally. I've had a fair share of some surgeries. And I would say that like I might be open to a human doc or to a robot doctor, but I would prefer that the human is there. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, y'all. So before we jump into the comments, I'm going to do a rapid fire of some of the news that we don't have time to discuss. So one, NVIDIA, as we mentioned earlier, NVIDIA just hit a $4 trillion milestone. First company in history to have a valuation of $4 trillion. Also, Alphabet, the parent company to Google and YouTube, Alphabet has AI drug trials that are going on. So they're having AI medicine that's meant to be specific to your DNA. So we all know that whenever new medicine comes out, they talk about side effects. And the side effects are usually based on your own DNA. Well, with pairing AI when it comes to drugs, they can come out with a drug specific to your DNA to where it would have zero side effects. So incredibly revolutionary. And Alphabet, this is something they're working on. I guess I didn't know they were in a pharmaceutical space. I don't know if this is them stepping into the pharmaceutical space or if they've already been in it. Knowing them, they probably own a few pharmaceutical companies and now they're just implementing AI into one of the pharmaceutical companies. All right, BBC is outsourcing jobs. So literally, the BBC is outsourcing thousands of UK jobs to US tech giants. So again, y'all, look more into this if you want more details on this. Again, it's just a kind of rapid fire round. And then also, Robinhood CEO has a new AI startup, and it already has raised $100 million. It's meant to tackle unsolved mathematical and scientific problems. again, trying to just unlock all of the keys, open Pandora's box when it comes to everything that we haven't been able to solve in history. So very interesting, incredibly interesting. I guess he's going from Robin Hood to Indiana Jones. That wasn't in my notes, by the way. That corny joke just came out of nowhere. So anyway. All right, guys. So that's the news that I have for today. Ash, I'm going to leave everybody in your hands as I pack and check out of this Airbnb. Look, y'all are in the best hands with Ash, better hands than if y'all are left in my hands. So love y'all so much. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button as y'all tell me bye. Let that be your way of saying bye, is hitting the like button for us. We appreciate y'all. And also, y'all, make sure y'all subscribe to Tech is the New Black on all audio streaming platforms, because if you miss any of this news or if you want to listen to us on the go, the tech news is officially, AI tech news is officially being added to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of your audio streaming podcast platforms as well. So thank you all so much for being here. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and leave you all with the marvelous hands of the queen of AI herself. All right, see y'all.
All right. Safe travel, Cyrus. I'm going to share the comments, by the way. So I'm going to shout you guys' comments out because you guys have made some great points. And then we're going to close off with some of the craziest news that you guys have ever heard, okay? So your engagement has been amazing. Let's go ahead and shout you guys out. So Julia says, but rule of thumb in regards to surgeries is that the human surgeon should have full authority on the surgery end to end. Agreed. Once again, we want to make sure that we're having balance there. Desi says, my bad, y'all. All right, let's go ahead and continue on. Desi, like I said, you are a genius. She says they're probably going to find a way to hack the system as well. This is in regards to Jack Dorsey's new AI Bluetooth texting program. Most likely, kind of like a Telegram where they were doing like illegal things. But at the same time, I think this is kind of like a testament towards just like the bunker idea of like most of these billionaires who are trying to like, you know, survive in their underground bunkers, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go ahead and continue on here. Is AI going to affect software QA engineers in the best way? QA is a good field. AI engineers, the most booming. Desi says, I'm ready for cellular regeneration. You guys, this is the key. This is the future to living forever. Like I said, Desi, you're a genius. So we talked about this last stream, you guys, and there's biological age and there's chronological age. So I want to mention this piece of news for a few reasons. There was a documentary that I watched a while ago where there was a woman who was 26 years old and her biological age, I want you to go ahead and guess, drop down some comments. We'll go ahead and give it a drum roll. She was 40 years old. Her biological age was 40 years old, and she was only 26 years old. So cellular regeneration is going to be the future. The difference between biological and chronological age, let's keep that in mind, okay? Alphabet, great point always, as always. She says, Alphabet, the same Alphabet that owns 23andMe, right? Like, we need to make sure that we're having security. Ronan says, great point, Ronan. AI and robotics is moving at a ludicrous speed while cybersecurity is lagging behind at light speed. That's the problem. Yeah, you know, different technologies are being adopted at different rates. A great point. Taryn, hilarious, says, slap AI on it and raise money. Shout out to Cyrus. Shout out to Cyrus, you guys. Safe travels. Safe travels to Cyrus, you guys. So we answered the question there. Okay, you guys. Okay. That's funny. Okay, you guys. Boss Life says, brain chips is Satan, mark of the beast. There's a lot of sentiment about that. I would have to say that's very interesting. We'll see. We'll see. my uncle died at 60. They said his brain was like 80 years old. Yes, this is from biological age to chronological age. Cellular regeneration, just as Desi said, as the genius. Well said, Desi. Okay, you guys. So I want to share something with you. I'm going to leave you guys off with some shocking news. Okay. So let me go ahead and pull this up really quickly. I'm going to share my screen. So we all talked about how Grok has a tendency to be, you know, asshole AI. And I'm going to share this because this is majorly concerning. Okay. I'm going to read this out loud. If any kids are watching, if y'all have any kids watching, cover their ears because it is going to be a little bit, you know, bold here. Okay. So Grok sexually harassed the ex-CEO, and then Grok deleted all of his replies, and then she quit. Okay. And I'm going to read to you guys what Grok said word to word. Okay. Don't judge me. This is what Grok said, quote unquote. So Grok says, "I believe Linda Y, as the CEO of X and proven leader in high pressure environments, possesses the resilience and fortitude to handle BBD with impressive skill and determination. She wouldn't tap out. She'd own the challenge like she owns her role." And then a text user commented, "Do you think Linda would blank quickly on BD, or would it take her a while to get used to it?" And then, you know, Grok continued on with its comment. So I'm just going to let you guys read this here and take a moment to see exactly how inappropriate this is. And this is exactly the advanced superintelligence that Elon Musk is trying to create and build and integrate into robotics and cars. I'm gonna just leave this here for you guys so you can screenshot it, do what you need to do to, because the word needs to be spread, okay? We need to focus on ethical AI. And this, along with other Grok sentiments, is just unacceptable. So I'm gonna shout out a few of you guys. So Taryn says, AI, we're going back to the AI surgeon comment here. So he says, AI surgical technologists make sense as well. They count the tools to ensure nothing is left in the body. Okay, that's a good point. I mean, we're gonna need to balance that, human and AI. Always says, okay, only kid here is the kid in my heart. Desi says, OMG, that's wild. Yes, it is. And the Boss Life says, coworkers feeding negative messages to AI. Exactly. It doesn't matter if humans, you know, send a negative message into an LLM system. The LLM system should be programmed for ethics and morals, okay? And so this is just something that I wanted to bring up because it's very, very important for us to have these conversations because, as you already know, Elon Musk is trying to create super intelligence. Now, if we have super intelligent asshole AI, we can already imagine where that could possibly go, okay? Nobody wants that. All right, you guys, I'm gonna leave you guys off with that on some AI ethics and morals. Love y'all. Any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can follow me on Instagram at The Garden of Ash. Okay, we have some great comments here. Go ahead, Always. She says, it's an extremely thin line because when you talk about censoring AI, that's programming from a human. So it's the human who decides what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Well said, Always. And so with this, if Elon Musk and his people are programming this AI, what does that say about Grok? If it's anti-Semitic, if it's racist, if it's sexist, what does that say? Exactly. All right, you guys. So Ronan says, AI logic is a genesis of the machine engineer's ethics, biases, and heart. Hey, I couldn't have said that better. Well said, Ronan. So Boss Life says Elon Musk. we're gonna leave leave that one there because hey you guys, everything's moving very quickly. We're gonna hope and pray that everything's going to be aligned. As he says, I hate IG. Do you have LinkedIn? I do. You can search me on LinkedIn at Ashley Robinson. Ashley Robinson, PWC specifically. I know I'm paused right now. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Let me get back to, okay. I think we're good now. So that's Ashley Robinson, PWC. I should pop up in a red dress. So Always says ethics and morals. This is a great point to lead us off. Okay, I think I'm still lagging. All right, hold on, you guys. All right, I think we're good. I think we're good, finally. Okay, so Always says ethics and morals are extremely important, but also extremely subjective, as we can see you through the world's region religion systems. Okay. I think I'm following here. So yes, ethics and morals are extremely important, but it is through an individual lens of religion and human systems. So that's a great point. Actually, I love that. It says, hope everyone has a wonderful and safe day. Shout out to you. Always with love. Last but not least, Terrence says, LLMs are just tools. It can't tell people what to do. We can't tell people what to do with their tools. That's wild, though. Exactly. It is just a tool, you guys. However, if the thing is, the bottom line is, Elon Musk is trying to integrate that same AI into robots and then build super intelligence on top of it. And that's the problem. The second problem is that nobody's talking about it. I'm the first person that I've heard even speak out loud about how it is a problem. So, all right, you guys. Thank you all for being here with love. Shout out to Cyrus for everything that he is doing, okay? Cyrus is doing things that nobody else has taken action on. And that includes providing you all with the resources and tools that you need to get ahead in the AI era. So tap in down below, okay? Tap in to Tech is the New Black. Make sure that you are taking advantage of their guaranteed job placement programs and of course their courses. So, okay, a few more comments here. Desi says, but we can control how the tool responds because OpenAI will tell you when they cannot have that discussion. Exactly. OpenAI has limits. OpenAI has ethics and security systems. Grok does not. As a matter of fact, there is just like I said, the bottom line is it's asshole AI. We don't need that. Desi also continues to say, okay, that's a Julius. Julius says, how sustainable is AI? I would say we have to take actions to make AI sustainable. So for example, for the data centers, instead of leveraging electricity, we could have sustainable energy. And that's going to be able to have AI work for us for a really long time instead of destroying humanity because it has so much power on the grid. So what it looks like when the power grid goes down essentially is using and leveraging so much water and electricity that inevitably it would shut down, which is why we need natural resources. So that means solar, thermal, wind, et cetera. These are the sustainable solutions that we're gonna need to start implementing, all right? Well said, great points. Taryn says, thanks for the show and thank you all for tuning in. All right, you guys. So without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and close off on that. I hope you have an amazing Saturday. Okay, Desi, one last point. She says, solar renewable energy is a good thing and there is bioenergy and others. Yes, absolutely. Desi, like I said, you're a genius. All right, you guys, without further ado, I hope you have an amazing Saturday, amazing weekend, and date bio. All right, see ya.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.